Bernie Sanders, I oppose war with Iran and apologize to no one. By Hannah Blow on January 3, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, reacted to the U.S. assassination of Qasem Soleimani, a key Iranian military commander responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans, and vowed to do everything in his power to prevent war with Iran. The United States confirmed on Friday that it eliminated Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite military forces who directed Iranian military terror operations and was responsible for the death of hundreds of Americans. General Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region, the Pentagon said in a statement, adding that the strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. The United States will continue to take all necessary action to protect our people and our interests wherever they are around the world, he added. Sanders reacted to the report in a video posted to Twitter, detailing his record of opposing war throughout the years and promising to do everything that he can to prevent a war with Iran. Because if you think the war in Iraq was a disaster, my guess is that the war in Iran would be even worse, Sanders stated. So let's work together and prevent that war. And people want to criticize me for that? Go for it. That's okay. I don't apologize to anybody, he added. Trump's dangerous escalation brings us closer to another disastrous war in the Middle East that could cost countless lives and trillions more dollars, Sanders wrote on his presidential Twitter account. Trump promised to end endless wars, but this action puts us on the path to another one, he added. Trump stated on Friday that Soleimani was both directly and indirectly responsible for the death of millions of people and added that he should have been taken out many years ago. He wrote, General Qasem Soleimani has killed or badly wounded thousands of Americans over an extended period of time, and was plotting to kill many more, but got caught. He was directly and indirectly responsible for the death of millions of people, including the recent large number of protesters killed in Iran itself. While Iran will never be able to properly admit it, Soleimani was both hated and feared within the country. They are not nearly as saddened as the leaders will let the outside world believe. He should have been taken out many years ago. The United States has paid Iraq billions of dollars a year, for many years. That is on top of all else we have done for them. The people of Iraq don't want to be dominated and controlled by Iran, but ultimately, that is their choice. Over the last 15 years, Iran has gained more and more control over Iraq, and the people of Iraq are not happy with that. It will never end well.